Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's May 3rd, 2023. I'm Benjamin Always. And tonight we're doing individual and group healing. And this month, May of 2023, we're starting something new. We're doing this event twice a month now. It just creates such amazing goodness for the people in the hot seat and the people who are not, regardless. And I see people having such powerful, helpful experiences. I want to just do this a little more often. So now that our Monday nights are free, we can do it. So, let me see if I see any new faces here. And let me just welcome everyone I see here. Welcome Carmen and Carrie. Good to have you back. Cass and Jim, Deanna, glad you're here. Eric, Fran, James, Jan, Laura, Marie, Mystical Marcy, Patricia, and Stephanie. I think it's all pretty familiar faces for the most part. We're all part. So I'll assume that y'all are kind of know the basic drill and just get into it. We will go up to 90 minutes tonight to leave room for enough people to be in the hot seat. And just can't emphasize enough, you'll get a bunch of great juju whether or not you're in the hot seat. So everyone gets the healing. So I invite you to please give us your undivided attention so that we can have the best energetic experience. If you need to leave early, just ask the allies to ease you out. And as far as hot seat people, I'll let you know when I'm ready for people to jump in and do that, and we'll just take a first come, first served approach. All right, please close your eyes. We're going to do the usual container creating. Please, if you feel energy moving in your body, just feel it passively. If you don't feel that, just feel breath come and go. As it was on Monday night, my voice is a little compromised. I'm actually getting a little better, but I've done a ton of client work today, so I've been talking for hours and my voice is a little bit ragged, so I apologize in advance for that. Okay. Pachamama Namakia Wirakocha. Inti Thank you, Alice. For myself, I call my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, service to other, fourth density or higher consciousness, maximum 5D consciousness. All right, feels good. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self. She sends her love. We call Amma the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to my left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center, and where I said my, I'm an hour. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Kilimanjaro, Apu Mount Everest, Apu Mount Kilauea, Apu Mount Washington. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. And we call also the Sacred Mountain Spirits, Guardian Angel, Dragon Mountain Gateway, Shining Rock, Mount Pisgah, Mount Mitchell, and Grandfather Mountain. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, there's the container. Anyone who wishes to call any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, please feel free to call them now. Whether you're live or on the recording. I'm feeling that really strongly. We'll leave a moment longer. Allies, if there are any energies in this field that are not of high vibration and benevolent intent, please remove them or transmute them to love and light. Thank you. All right, that feels good. Thank you, everybody. We have our container. Now we'll do the embodied awakening invocation. So I think you all know the drill on this one. So please, you're about to speak to your higher self. Please say the following words to it. Maximum embodied awakening. That serves highest good, please. Be passive, just let the energy come to you. When you're in embodied awakening, the following will all be true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Okay, so however far you got, that'll be good enough. The allies are ready to roll. So we attracted five more people since I last looked. Welcome to everyone who brought in, came in the last little bit. So let me enable unmuting. Okay, so the requirement, I see Mystical Marcy is asking, I'm not familiar, can I be chosen for healing? No, but you can volunteer for one. So the way this works is now it's first come, first serve. Anyone who unmutes themselves is next in line. So that's Mystical Marcy. Well done. So Mystical Marcy, hi.
Hi, thank you.
You're welcome. Are you willing to have your camera on?
No. Do I have to?
Not required.
Okay, I apologize. I didn't realize it, and I already had to say this. I'm just not prepared, but next time I will be.
Oh, no worries. It's fine. So the way we do this is you're now going to receive healing from everybody on the call, as well as the Divine Allies. And for you and everyone else, the instruction is all we need to know is what do you want to be different when we're done? We don't need the backstory or anything like that. Okay, so Marcy, it could be emotional, mental, spiritual, physical, whatever. So what would you like to be different as a result of this healing, if possible?
Well, can I put all of that in the shopping cart, or do I just choose one?
For our purposes, let's try to keep it more simple and just focus on the one most important thing.
Then physically, I'd like to be able to feel whole and healthier and my body.
Okay, a little more specific than that. Is there a particular thing you're hoping to get healed or improved?
Yes. I currently found out that without being too graphic, that I have a bacterial infection. And I'd like to be able to clear that up. And also that I also have low thyroid, so I have a couple of things going on here, and I'm not quite sure.
Okay. And are you willing to tell us where that bacterial infection is happening?
I would love to, but we're not quite sure. I just found out that I have it, and I'm going
to...
Oh,
so you don't even know where in your body it's focused.
Right, but I do have pain in my lower, in my left quadrant.
Okay. We'll just go for the general healing of the bacterial infection. And you have low thyroid, so you want optimal thyroid functioning.
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right, we can do that. Okay, so Marcy, all you have to do now is be passive. The more passive you are, the better this is going to work. Oh, and Stephanie just typed, Benjamin sounds like he could use some healing. I'm actually doing fine energetically. I'm feeling actually really good today. What you're hearing is the result of me talking all day with clients and a little bit of a sore throat still hanging on. So I'm good. I'm not going to put myself in the hot seat, but I'll get healing like everybody else does as a byproduct. All right. So Marcy, so what I'm going to have you do is say the healing invocation. So repeat after me, speaking to your higher self, maximum healing.
Maximum healing.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
And relax and receive. So everybody else, here's how it works. None of us is going to do things actively from ego. We're all going to be passive conduits. So everyone else, just repeat after me, who isn't Marcy, spirit that I am. No, again, Marcy, you don't do this. You just listen, okay? Okay.
Sure.
So everyone else say, spirit that I am, please flow the energy through me for Marcy's highest good. May her bacterial infection be fully and finally healed. May her thyroid function optimally. All this to the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. Now drop the words, just relax, and everyone who isn't Marcy now, just relax. Whether you're live or on the recording, it applies equally. Energy is already flowing through you and over to Marcy, just to let it come in and just be a passive piece of pipe. Everybody's higher self is connecting to Marcy's, and the higher selves are working out among themselves exactly what to flow through each of you. So please keep your ego passive. It's okay to feel the energy coming through you, but otherwise just chill and let the energy run itself. Marcy, are you feeling that energy coming in?
Absolutely.
Good. Just stay passive and let it work its magic, okay?
Sure.
There's no danger of overwhelm. Your higher self is running the whole show at the moment, so it's only going to let in as much energy as you can handle, okay?
Yep.
So you, Marcy, just relax, open fully and completely to the incoming energy, stay passive, and let this beautiful divine help come to you. I may narrate a little less than usual tonight because of my voice, but I'll speak as needed. If there's silence, everyone just relax and let the energy continue to move through you. So if anyone feels any of the following, just let it happen. If your body is shaking or vibrating or trembling, if you're crying, if you're called to make sound, if your body wants to move in particular ways to let energy move through, all that's fine. Allow that, please, if possible. Don't be a drama queen for the hell of it. Don't initiate any of those things from ego, but if the body spontaneously wants to do them, that's when you let it run through. So it feels to me like the energy is holding strong. I feel like Mercy's in a really strong field of energy that's sort of just working its way in gradually and subtly. Does that match your experience, Marcy?
It feels like a tsunami of heat. I cannot, I'm always cold, and I cannot believe right now. I almost want to get up and turn the air on, but I don't want to move because I'm just...
Well, don't do that. You're feeling holy fire, and they're burning out. It doesn't serve you.
Holy love.
Good. All right, just relax and receive. And the reason we let the divine consciousness send the energy is none of us humans really knows what Marcy needs, even if we think we do. So we're just going to stay humble and be passive conduits. And that way we can rest assured that in every instant, because the higher selves are running it and the divine beings are doing it, that Marcy is always getting exactly what she needs. Versus what our misguided human selves might think she needs. And that's a whole new way of coming through, isn't it? Yeah, Marcy, did you feel that energy upgrade right there? Marcy, I'm having trouble understanding you.
I can't even speak. It's so palpable.
Okay. I'll relieve you of that duty. Just, you can stay quiet and just receive now. But Marcy, do stay as passive as possible. Please open fully to the energy. I give you Scout's honor. It's not going to be too much. The allies are watching you carefully and making sure that only as much as you can handle comes through. And now I'm feeling the energy starting to wind down. Marcy, can you feel the intensity kind of winding down now?
Yes, very, very.
Good. So just that they're now going to integrate into your body, these subtle energies that serve you. So just stay passive and let them. You know, it felt like you were pretty expanded there. So now they're kind of putting you back in your body and adding in energies that will support your healing and whatever else serves you. So just, they always work as fast as they can without overwhelming. So just be patient, give them a little time to complete this for you. That might be it. Does the process feel complete, Marcy?
Not yet. It's huge.
I'm sorry, did you say yes, it does feel complete, or no, it does not feel complete yet?
Not yet.
Okay, we'll stay with it a moment longer. So to be clear, you're going to end at a level different than when you started. So is it true that you're feeling much more spiritually aware now than when we started your healing?
It's very, very true. Yes.
So what I'm asking is, do you feel like the energy that you are now is at equilibrium?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I'm getting for. I'm not asking, are you the same as when you started? That's not what we want. Okay. Now, because you asked for things that are going to be difficult to immediately verify, the status of the bacterial infection and the thyroid functioning, we'll just have to, you'll just have to see in the coming days if any of that feels like it's working better. Okay.
I am so incredibly grateful to you and to everyone. I cannot remember more my heart and thank you. I'm grateful.
Okay, thank you, Marcy. And just a technical note, your sound system is giving us very low fidelity sound, and it's making it hard to hear you easily. So next time you come on, when you might need to speak, if you could possibly improve your audio setup somehow so we can hear you more clearly, that would be really great, if possible. Okay, thanks. But the energy certainly was not affected by that. Okay. All right, so we're complete with Marcy, and looks like Laura is up next. So hi, Laura, how are you doing?
Hi, good, how are you?
Good. And what would you like to be different today after we're done?
I would like both of my knees to be pain-free and inflammation-free.
No pain or inflammation, that's easy, okay. And right now, are both knees equally painful, or do they have different pain levels right now?
Left is worse than my right.
Okay, what is, using a 0 to 10 pain scale, 0 is no pain, 10 is massive pain. What's the pain level in the left knee right now?
About a 5.
And how about the right knee?
3.
Good. Okay. So we're going to check again after the round and see what's changed. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thanks for being so clear and helpful on your description. Okay. So you ready to receive the healing?
Yes.
So please say maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
And now let the words go and just rest your attention in your knees for the duration, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you stay passive otherwise. Everybody else, please. Okay, so Laura will not be speaking this, everyone else will. So everyone else, please repeat after me, spirit that I am. Please flow the energy through me for Laura's highest good. May the pain and inflammation in her knees be permanently and finally healed to the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. Now everyone release the words and relax and let the energy flow through you on its own. Be a passive pipeline. Laura, are you feeling that energy coming in?
Yes.
Good. So just relax and receive it. Stay fully open. The divine beings will regulate so you don't get too much. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I can feel that the healing is being distributed among many people. So those who are not Laura might be feeling stuff happening in their bodies that are healing effects. Know that you're being used as a surrogate healer for her, and just allow that. Also, everybody's getting healing, as always happens on these calls. So everyone just stay passive. In this way, both things can happen at the same time. You will still be a fully effective conduit for Laura, and simultaneously, you will be receiving the healing that serves your highest good. And because all this is being done by the allies and your higher self, it all can happen easily. So let your ego stay passive and just let things happen. If you're not Laura, there is no need to specify the particular healing. The allies already know what you need better than your ego does, and they are working that now. I mean, you can specify what you want, but they already know. Laura, are you getting stronger light body awareness? Good.
Very warm.
Good. You're doing great. Stay with it. Stay passive. Whoa. They're healing something in your heart chakra, aren't they?
Oh.
You feel that?
That would make sense.
So that's somehow tied into the knee thing. You don't have to understand why they're doing it. Just let them work where they're choosing to work. They will always work related areas if that's necessary for the prime thing you asked. So if that's happening, you might be better off just holding general full body awareness, Laura, and letting your energy naturally go wherever the healing is happening. Okay. Okay. Yeah, Laura, you feel that heavy energy coming at your feet? Yeah, that's the heavy stuff leaving. Let's let it go. Everybody else, just stay passive and just allow whatever experience is happening for you, whether it's challenging or blissful or whatever. Just you know, these allies are working everybody's highest good right now. Did you feel that frequency shift right there? Yeah, just relax into that. Yeah, that's it's like there's a bunch of divine little helpers burrowing in there into all the little places where there's little things that need clearing or releasing. Yeah. So there's kind of burrowing in deep to the stuck things. And they're all over the place. So, Laura, is the energy starting to lighten up?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, yeah, they're on the tail end, I think. Just relax and let them do the wrap-up work. Are you a lot more conscious as a light being now? Good. Well done. You can't do a good healing and not wake up some more. One follows the other. So relax into your new consciousness. So what you're feeling here can be your new baseline now if you want. Just, you know, keep using your invocations or whatever to stabilize and deepen it until the next upgrade. Does that feel complete for now?
Yeah, that feels great.
Okay. All right, let's check our work. Left knee pain level 0 to 10. What are you at now?
Oh, maybe a 1.
Okay. Right knee 0 to 10. What's its pain level?
0.
All right. So we went from 5 to 1 on the left and 3 to 0 on the right. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Happy to be of service with these folks.
Thank you.
All right. Do you feel complete with your work for now?
Yes, thank you.
All right. Well done, Laura. Looks like Patricia's up next. Hi, Patricia.
Hi, Benjamin. How are you all? I didn't want to leap on in here, but I fell up on the 21st and really wrenched myself, especially my right knee.
Ouch. Okay, so you want right knee healing?
Yeah, and my back, it's the whole body, you know, it hit me all over, but the right knee and the right leg, ankle, knee, they're very swollen and hard to walk on.
So overall, what's the pain level in the whole body right now?
It's a lot better since we started doing this. Better. Right now, let's see, I'm probably, around a, my right knee is a 6, which is, you know, I was like an 8 or a 9 when we started this.
Right.
So yeah, my right knee is about a 6 and or 6 or 7. And my back and my neck and stuff, they're like 4 and 5.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to go back and neck. Okay. All right. So we'll check again on when we're done, how those are feeling at that point. Okay. All right. You ready to receive?
I'm ready to receive.
Well, please say maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
You just relax and receive. Okay. Yes. Everybody else, repeat after me, please. Spirit that I am. Please flow the energy through me. For Patricia's highest good. May her right knee, back, and neck receive the maximum healing that serves highest good, along with the rest of her. Let this be so. To the greatest extent that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. Let the words go and relax, and once again, just be a passive conduit. Patricia, do you feel that energy coming in?
Yeah, I do.
Good. Just relax. You know the drill. Just relax and receive. And I can feel Patricia's healing once again being distributed among many. So whoever's feeling healing in their own body, it might be yours. It might be on behalf of her. Just let it run. Don't do anything yourself. Just let the allies take care of every little bit of it. Everything will turn out nice and clear at the end. And once again, the allies are spreading healing goodness to everybody on this call, whether you're live or on the recording. So once again, like last time, just be passive. Let the allies simultaneously make you a conduit for Patricia and also be receiving your own healing all at the same time. If you stay passive, it'll work just fine. Patricia, feel that new frequency coming in?
Gosh, yes.
Yeah, just relax into that, please. This is the awakening that automatically follows effective healing. Part of you is fighting the awakening, Patricia. Can you feel that? There's a resistance in the field. Are you aware of it?
Yeah.
Okay, so put your full attention on the part that's resisting. Just merge with it, please. And just be with it. And now relax completely. Back to zero. There we go. Now the expansion's going just fine. Feel that? Is that your conscious experience, Patricia?
Absolutely.
Good. Yeah, that's my standard tool for when I hit resistance in a field like that. You merge with the resistance for a bit, and then when it feels right, you just relax completely. The resistance, since it's one with you, merges. I mean, it also relaxes and it gets out of the way. Well done. There's a lot of heavy energy dumping out, isn't there, Patricia?
Yes.
You're doing great. You're beautifully open. Well done. Stay with it. Okay, it feels like the healing round's over and now they're Can you feel how much more luminous you are now?
Oh my gosh, yes.
So they're going to slowly integrate that into your physical body. Just let them do it, please. They would love you to maintain this awareness as your new baseline. Of course, until it gets even better. Yeah, it's almost psychedelic, isn't it?
Absolutely. Thank you, Austin.
Are you in your body nice and you know?
Yeah, I am.
But it's now it's a psychedelic body, right?
Totally.
Okay, well done. Okay, welcome. Welcome to normal.
Fabulous.
And let's check the effect. On the right knee, what's the pain level now?
No pain. No pain at all.
How about your back and neck? How are they doing?
Oh, fabulous. I feel like I'm flying.
So no pain there either?
No pain. No pain anywhere.
Oh, good. So are you, I need to know if you're really in your body.
Okay.
Are you, because you wouldn't be, if you're not in your body fully, you wouldn't be able to feel the difference.
Okay. I feel so good.
Okay. All right. So I know you like to fly, though, and I'd like. Right. Are you willing to get back in your body fully and see what it's like to be?
Yes.
In it?
Okay. Yes.
Say maximum embodied awakening.
Maximum embodied awakening.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
And just let them bring you in all the way, just in case you're not all there.
All right.
All right. That's better.
Okay.
That's all it took. All right. So now you feel how it feels just as good, but you're in the body?
Yes.
That's what I'd love you to cultivate. You're going to be so much more functional and helpful here in 3D if you just bring the awakening all the way to you. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Benjamin. Thank you, everyone.
And also, now that you're fully in, let's check again. Right knee pain level is what?
No pain.
And no pain anywhere else either?
No, I feel warm.
All right. Good job. Good job. All right. Thanks for being such a great recipient.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Patricia's done. Who's next? Unmute yourself and step into the hot seat. And for the first time, there's a lag. No one's showing up. Okay. Those who wanted to make time for everyone else, that's enough polite time now. Whoever really, there you go. Marilyn, hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm doing okay.
All right, so what's the healing that you would like?
Okay, I have cancer in my bones.
Okay.
And I've been suffering like with neck and hip area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you told me what the malady is. What do you want to have as the
outcome? The outcome is I would like to have the energy that's my neck, the pain in my neck to like subside.
So you want no pain in your neck?
Yes.
What about your hips?
And in my hips as well.
Okay. Would you like the complete remediation of the cancer if that serves highest good?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So don't be shy about asking for what you want.
Okay. I wanted to just leave my body completely.
All right, good. Okay, so again, we ask for the moon, and the allies give as much as they can, okay?
Okay.
All right, so now it's a big healing, and it might be pretty intense. Are you willing to feel some intensity if that's what it takes to get this healing done?
Yes.
Okay. And again, my experience is overwhelm simply does not happen in our work. So right. I'm going to invite you to open completely to the energy. Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm. You cool with that?
Yes.
Okay. And your mic is live. So if anything is a problem, let me know. Okay.
Okay.
I know you're fairly new to the membership, so you're not keen on all the nuances yet. Okay. All right. So you're ready to receive?
Yes.
So please say to your higher self, maximum healing.
Maximum healing.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves the highest good, please.
All right, now you just relax and receive now, all right?
Uh-huh.
Everybody who's not Marilyn, please repeat after me, Spirit that I am. Please flow the energy through me for Marilyn's highest good. May her cancer be completely cleared from her body. May the cancer be completely cleared from her body. May her neck and hips be free of pain. This or something better, to the greatest extent, that serves highest good. Thank you. All right, everyone relax and just be conduits again. You're doing such a great job already. And already everyone's getting their healing. So once again, it's a double. Everyone, if you stay fully passive and let the divine parts do the work, you will be the conduit for Marilyn and simultaneously receive whatever healing you need most. And those who are willing and able will also process heavy energy from Marilyn. And again, if we just relax and allow that, no heavy energy will remain for any of us. So everyone relax and let's let it move. Marilyn, do you feel that energy coming in?
Yes.
Good. So just relax and receive. You must be special. Extra allies are showing up for you. So they're calling in the reinforcements. Lots and lots of angels. And of course, they're helping everyone else too. I have never perceived so many angels in our healing space. That's so beautiful. Thank you, angels, for coming. Do you feel there, Marilyn, how your body just shifted its frequency?
Yes.
Yeah, just allow that, please. They may take you into new spaces you're not familiar with. This is necessary for the healing, so please stay open to whatever new experience you might be having, okay?
Okay.
There's no overwhelm's going to happen. It may be new territory, but it's all for highest good. All right. Yeah, do you feel all that heavy energy flushing out your hands and feet, Marilyn?
Yes.
Good. That's all that cancer energy and all that other stuff you don't want. So they're giving you a good flush. So just relax and allow that to purge. You see how black and nasty that stuff is? Mm-hmm. Let it go. And all that heavy energy is going down into Mother Earth. She has no problem transmuting that into beautiful energy. So just let it leave. You feel that new frequency now? Marilyn?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you feel that new frequency that just came in?
I didn't feel that.
You did?
Mm-mm.
Okay, that's fine. It's there anyway. Just relax. You feel more like a being of energy now than a being of flesh?
I feel like it's more energy.
Good. Yeah. So just relax into that. Whoa, that's a lot of light coming in. Just relax into that too. This healing requires you to be in a significantly altered state, so just relax into that, please. Lots of other folks are getting altered states too, both for their benefit and to support yours. You might be feeling some interesting stuff happening in your brain as well. You got all kinds of things going on in there. Open to that new frequency right there, please. Whew. Okay, now they're going to settle you back into your physical body. Just relax and let the integration proceed. Excuse me. Now the allies are saying that they've done what they can on this round. And Marilyn, if you want additional healing rounds for this situation, play the recording. You can just jump right to the part where you're in the hot seat if you want. And they'll repeat this healing round for you as many times as you choose to play this section of the recording once it's in the archive.
Okay.
That makes sense to you?
Yes.
Yeah, this is a big healing. They can't do it all right here on the live call, but they're happy to continue the healing work, you know, as often as you want to repeat this part of the recording. Okay?
Okay.
Does that feel complete for now?
Yes.
Okay. How is the pain in your neck and hip compared to when we started?
Subsided.
Does that mean there's none or just less?
There's none.
All right, that's great to hear. Okay, there's good. None. All right, in regard to the cancer, that's the part they're going to have to work repeatedly, okay?
Yes.
Again, their golden rule is they don't overwhelm, and that would be too much for them to do on a single round in this case.
Right.
All right. All right, any questions, Marilyn, before we move on to the next person?
No.
Good. All right, and for anyone, including you, who feels like they need a little integration time after your healing, you can take all the time you need before jumping back in and supporting others if you need that time, okay?
Okay.
All right, well done.
Thank you.
You're catching on pretty quick to how we work, Marilyn. Good. All right, whoever's next, please unmute yourself. Stephanie, hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can understand you.
Okay, great.
So what healing would you like tonight?
Okay, I would like to, I want my dream job. So what I'm specifically asking for, I'm really not happy at my current job and it's really kind of miserable, is
Right.
that I learn what I need to learn or understand what I need to understand. I mean, there's something there that I need to, that needs to occur to me in a loving and gentle way that will allow my dream job to come to me effortlessly. Does
Okay.
that sound good?
Okay, I'm just trying to translate this into, so basically the way you're phrasing it, it's a law of attraction request.
Yeah.
And that's not really what we do here.
Okay.
However, what we can do is the healing of any energetic obstacles to the
Yeah.
manifestation.
Yeah. That's what I understand that completely. That's what I'm asking, but healing in a loving and gentle way, so I don't have to, no brutal lessons here. Because
Ha.
there's something I need to learn. I mean, it's really obvious, and I don't want to take it into a different position with me,
Okay. All right. I got it. You ready to receive?
Okay. Yes, thank you.
All right. So, Stephanie, just say maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Maximum good that serves highest good, please.
Actually, maximum healing that
Oh,
serves highest good.
okay. Okay. Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
All right. Now, relax and just go passive. Okay. Hey, everybody else, please repeat after me, spirit that I am. Please flow the energy through me for Stephanie's highest good. May all energetic shifts occur that support the manifestation of her dream job, including the clearing of heavy energies and the injection of higher vibration energies. To the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better. Okay, everybody release the words and, as usual, go passive and let the allies take care of it. You feeling that, Stephanie?
Yeah, I'm feeling it in my neck, my throat chakra.
Okay, good. So you just relax, let the energy do what it wants wherever it wants to go. And once again, everybody on the call is receiving their highest good healing at the same time as they're working as conduits for Stephanie. And as always, everything I say applies equally whether you're live or on the recording. So everyone just relax and let the allies work. And I hear somebody wondering, well, why do we even need to show up at all if the allies are doing everything? Okay. There is magic for them being able to work through human bodies. And the vital force in the human bodies and the consciousness there amplifies the magic. So please know that even though you're not doing anything from ego, your presence and consciousness are vital to the power of the work. There's also the multiplier effect described in the law of one. Each person who shows up doubles the power, like 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, and so on. So that's also helpful for the efficacy of the work. Stephanie, are you feeling that energetic shift right there?
Yeah, I'm feeling what I'm feeling. I'm feeling lightly at the top of my head, more stronger in my throat. It's running down the left side of my body and out my left foot strongly. I'm feeling a little running down my right leg too, but more pronounced down my left leg.
That's wonderful. You have such vivid awareness. All right. Stay relaxed and keep letting it happen. Okay. Well done. And intuitively, Stephanie, I'm sensing there's a little part of you that is trying to make it happen. Kind of notice that part, if you will, and ask it to just relax and let the divine beings do it for it.
Okay.
Because to whatever degree you're using your own effort, to that degree you are blocking what the allies are trying to do for you. And I guarantee you, they can do this better than any part of your ego can.
I'm sure they can.
So just, you know, I understand how that can happen, but just encourage those parts to relax and just see if they don't agree that the allies are going to do this better than they can. Stephanie, does your dream job align with your life purpose?
I would think that it would. I'm not sure if I'm quite aware of what my life purpose is. I want to work and make a meaningful contribution, but I want to be happy when I'm doing it too, or reasonably happy with it and supported. Right.
Would you be open to your dream job aligning with your life purpose?
Yes, very much so.
So let's add that on. So repeat after me. May this healing work.
May this healing work.
Manifest, help to manifest my dream job.
Help to manifest my dream job.
That also perfectly aligns.
That also perfectly aligns.
With my life purpose.
With my life purpose.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now relax and just let it keep working.
Okay.
The allies wanted to add that in for you.
Thank you. Thank you, allies.
Ooh, feel that new frequency, Stephanie?
Yeah, it's kind of running down.
Okay, don't describe it. Just
okay,
stay.
Right.
But that's the difference between just a nice job and a life purpose job.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's now you can feel the difference between the two. As someone who does do his life purpose for a living, I can tell you, I would not settle for less again than that. That's just too good. Yeah.
Especially if they feed each other, you know?
Totally, and they can. Okay, and the allies are opening the same opportunity up for anyone who's hearing my voice right now, live on the recording. So anyone who
also... Can I make one last comment? I'm sorry.
Sure, go ahead.
When the group was doing the group invocation at the beginning, it kind of cut out, and I thought that was kind of interesting. But I'll get off for now. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So the allies are now anyone who's hearing me who also would like to have their career be their dream job and align with their life purpose. Just say yes right now if that's true for you, if you wish that. And they'll work that for you as well. Again, what they're doing in this context is clearing the energetic blocks and bringing an energy to support it, but you would still obviously have to go get the job or create the job or use law of attraction to attract it, whatever. So, you know, this doesn't mean it's going to fall in your lap. It just, you know, sets you up energetically for it. Okay, Stephanie, they're putting you back in your body, and they're also, as you come in, they're flushing out some heavy energies that are not aligned with what just happened. So as you and these energies are settled into the physical form, they're also going to flush out some things that are in the way of what you're calling in. So just relax and let all that happen. Allies, please, now that Stephanie is in her body, please fine-tune any frequencies for her highest good. Do you feel whatever's going on in your solar plexus there, Stephanie? There's a little discordant energy there. Do you feel that?
Yes, I do.
You hold your attention there, please.
Okay.
And that will bring, okay, now they can clear it. They need your attention there. Just relax. Okay, what I'm getting in, Stephanie, that's a part of you that feels like your ego willpower is enough on its own to make this happen. Do you feel resonant that a part of you believes that? Okay.
I'm sure.
So that's fine, but just be aware that as long as that part is holding that belief, it's going to slow or stop the manifestation that the allies can help you with. So believing you have to do it on your own is going to directly block the divine help. Does that make
sense? Yeah, it does.
So you'll need to work with that part on your own to loosen it up and encourage it to at least be open to the idea that these divine forces can, you know, set the stage a lot easier than just your own brute force effort. Okay.
Yeah. Sure.
Good. All right. How do you feel compared to when we started?
I feel good. I'm really relaxed. Kind of a little bit more energized. I've been yawning throughout this recording, and this is the first time I've stopped yawning. So
good. Nothing wrong with yawning, but it's, you know, I understand what you're saying. I'm yawning a bunch too.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
You are totally fine, Stephanie. You did great work today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So it's 9:16. We have time for, I see Jan has unmuted. Jan, did you want some healing work?
Yes.
All right. And what would you like to be different?
I think somebody told me when I turned 78 that my eyes would fade, you know, and my hearing would, you know, and my memory. I wondered if we could address those three things.
Okay. How old are you now?
78.
Okay. So is any of that actually happening?
Oh, yeah. But I was teasing. I mean, nobody actually said that to me. I just felt it was probably supposed to happen. I don't know.
Okay. So what we really need from you, Jan, is to know the actual healing that in reality you need instead of a story. Okay.
The actual healing would be my eyes have like stigmatisms or something in them.
Okay.
And my hearing is fading.
Okay.
And when I don't know that this is a medical condition at all, but when somebody asks me to say something and I know the answer, I can't talk.
Okay, so clear communication. Okay, all right, thank you. That's what I needed. Thank you. I'm sorry, I feel like I was a little bit harsh with what I just said a moment ago, and I apologize if that caused you any mental distress or emotional distress. I apologize for not being as elegant with my words as I should have been just now. Okay, are you ready to receive the healing? Okay, and then toward the end of Jan's healing, this will be the final individual healing. We're going to segue into a group process. We may go a little bit beyond 90 minutes, and as always, anyone who just runs out of time, they can ask the allies to ease them out of the field at any point, but it'll be worth hanging around for if you can make time. Okay, all right, Jan, please say maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Maximum healing serves highest good, please.
And just relax and receive. Everybody else, please repeat after me, spirit that I am. Please flow the energy through me for Jan's highest good. May her vision, hearing, and ability to communicate be optimized to the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better. And let the words go and relax and be an empty vessel for the energy. Or a conduit is a better way to say it. That is some strong energy. Whoa. So, Dan, are you feeling strong energy right now?
I can't say that I have.
Okay. But historically, you are not super sensitive to the energy in the first place, right?
Yes.
Based on our past interactions. So, do you feel any difference since we started flowing to you? Any perception at all of anything changed in any way?
Not yet.
Okay. All right. So I can assure you a lot of it is coming in. So you just relax and trust that you are getting what you asked for, whether you can feel it or not. Okay. Actually, let's do a secondary invocation to assist your awareness. So Jan, repeat after me, maximum awareness.
Maximum awareness
of the subtle energy.
Of the subtle energy
that serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
And now relax and just go back to being passive, okay? And that might help you feel a little bit more. As always, everybody's getting highest good energy. Everyone just relax and once again, let the allies simultaneously flow through you to Jan and give you what you need also. Yeah, Jan, I'm aware that they're really working hard to vibrate some really thick, sticky energy to loosen it up and clear it.
Good.
So continue relaxing and letting them take care of that. And now they're flushing what they stirred up. That's leaving your field. At any point, Jan, you do feel energy doing its thing, let me know, okay?
I think it's kind of around my teeth or jaw.
Oh, so you are feeling something. Good. Okay, good. I'm glad you're having some conscious awareness. Well done. Just stay relaxed and let them keep working.
From shoulder to shoulder.
Good. Beautiful. They're once again, they're starting to vibrate another deeper layer of stuck energy. They're being very meticulous. They know exactly what they're going for. And they're flushing that now. I think they're done. Do you feel any different now than when we started the healing round, Jan?
Yeah, so I think my whole body started to balloon.
Balloon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's your awareness of your light body. Well done. You're feeling the part of you that's energy. Good job. I'm happy you're having that strong awareness now. All right, good job. And now, the allies are just gonna ask us all just to say highest good be done, and then I'll describe what they're doing. So everyone, please just say highest good be done. What the allies are now doing is everybody is simultaneously being the conduit for highest good for everybody else on the call, and at the same time are receiving highest good energy from everyone else on the call. This includes everyone on the recording as well. So everyone just relax and feel all that coming together. for those who are conscious enough, this results in a blended field where you're just one with everyone at that level. There's no individual you there, it's just a puree of consciousness. So a part of you is there, whether you're aware of it or not. So just relax into whatever you are aware of and let it run. And I apologize again for the quality of my voice. Nice energy right there. Everyone just enjoy that. So right now, the allies are taking each person to the strongest spiritual awakening they can hold out of body. So just relax and let that happen. It may be new territory. Just relax and allow that, please, if you're willing. Let yourself be conscious as something you've never been before. You can't anticipate it. You just have to relax into it when it shows up. And now we're being settled back into our physical bodies, upgraded and transformed. And you now have the opportunity to stabilize this as your new normal until it gets even better. Okay, I feel like we're all in our bodies again. Just take a moment to perceive how you feel now. So we're practically at the 90-minute mark. I'm going to close the container, and then we'll open it up for any feedback anyone else wants to give or questions. Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wiracocha. Inti Quichi. Thank you, allies, for this beautiful work. So grateful. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. We do ask that you stay with each one of us to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. Where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate and to whom? Whew. Okay. So I think I've got a few more words in me tonight. Anyone with questions or comments, feel free to unmute and share your questions or thoughts.
I just want to say thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome, Jan. Thank you for being here. Deanna?
Oh, I didn't realize I unmuted.
Oh.
No, I was happy when the allies shared, because some of it really applied to me and I received as much as everybody else tonight. So thank you.
Oh, good. Glad to hear it. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
And Mystical Marcy.
I just feel so privileged and honored. I just feel like I'm in the penthouse right now. It's pretty spectacular. It's so visceral. Benjamin, I want to put it on time release until something more wonderful. I can't thank you enough for this. I just feel so divinely privileged to be able to be part of this incredible community and to be part of your tribe. I'm really speechless. God bless you all. And thank you, Benjamin. You never have to apologize. No matter how you sing out loud, it's always breath-giving. Thank you.
Thank you, Marcy. And thank you for being here. Your presence is part of what makes the magic.
Wow.
Patricia.
Oh, hi. I just wanted, I hope this isn't inappropriate, but when we were working on Marilyn, I saw the most beautiful blue diamonds and crystalline energy. It was, oh my gosh, it was so gorgeous.
Nice.
It was so beautiful. So I just wanted to share that. And thank you all for what you did.
That's a perfectly appropriate sharing as far as I'm concerned.
Thanks.
Okay. Anyone else want to say anything or ask anything?
Is this for members only?
Yes, this is a members only event. Yeah, these events with limited hot seats, I keep these to members only. Yeah. And in fact, when I send out the notices, it always clearly states at the top whether it's a free public event or a members only event. All right, let's catch up with the chat. Michelle said, simply lovely, grateful blessings, always appreciated. Laura says, thanks so much, Benjamin, allies, and everyone here. I really appreciate it. Stephanie wrote, thank you, everyone. I'm going to treat this like an adventure. Benjamin, do you have any honey? I do, and I will see by using that after we're done here. Patricia says, love you all. Bless everyone. Any final anything before we close, folks?
Just bless you all. God bless you all. I just want to cry. Tears of such joy. Thank you. Thank you. May all of you sleep with angels tonight. Thank you for being earth angels and sleep with gossamer wings or dreams, dream on clouds, whatever your highest good is. Bless you.
Thank you for that beautiful energy sharing, Marcy. Thank you. All right. And Marilyn typed, thank you, everyone. And I'm just super grateful to be here. I got some great healing energy too. And want to thank each and every one of you who showed up, because you all helped co-create the magic. So thanks for jumping in and being with us. I'm going to, tomorrow night there's supposed to be an astrology, but given what my voice is doing, I want to postpone that probably a week. So I'm going to send an email out canceling the astrology thing for tomorrow, but we will do it this month. All right, everyone. Thanks again. Many blessings.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Yeah. Good night.